Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast from Connecting Faith. There are many more podcasts available at our website, myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible.
Always expect something good on your lunch hour. Connecting Faith with Life.
Hi, welcome once again to Connecting Faith. Always good to have you along. Looking forward to spend a little time together today talking careers and employment and opportunities and maybe passions, desires, those kinds of things. I'm Neil Stavem, Ted Ross at the controls. And Ted, I was joking with my guest today, Robert Dickey, who's written the book The Leap. That is, you know, if I was writing that, or maybe the follow-up, it would be The Faceplant. Because it's like, well, didn't quite jump high enough.
So yeah. Trying to get there. It's a challenging thing, you know, with especially recently a tight economy. It seems to be some signs of turnaround, but it's still difficult to just launch it on your own.
Yeah, and so this would be an opportunity during the upcoming hour if you maybe think you have an entrepreneurial spirit or just have a vision or a dream and say you'd like to, you know, how could you make that dream a reality in 2016? Love to have you give us a call and join the conversation. In fact, I've got a copy of Robert's book, The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. And we'll give that away here at the end of the hour just as a great resource for you. And we'll talk about other wonderful resources as well. But if you'd like to sign up for that, and hopefully as you listen to the conversation, you'll definitely want to just join in and sign up for a copy of that. You can do that with a phone call at 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. Let me introduce today's guest. Robert Dickey III is president of Crown. We know them, I guess, as Crown Financial Ministries, but they're really more than just financial ministries. He's author of The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in a Part-Time Economy. He served as a decorated Air Force officer, the CEO of an international company, and the leader of several nonprofits. He's consulted with the military, private business, and nonprofit sectors, helping companies in multiple phases, including startup, high growth, team building, and turnaround environments. And he and his wife have been married for 21 years and have five children. And I said earlier that he was Chuck Bentley's boss, but Chuck Bentley actually is his boss. So, but I guess that's but we all know Robert that it's the admin who really runs both of you guys, right?
That's absolutely correct. It's great being on your program, Neil. And we've got a fantastic team at Crown, and absolutely love working with Chuck and the rest of the team. And so quite fortunate, very blessed.
Well, I want to hear a little bit about your story as we go along, because you've taken a leap a couple of times. We want to find out how that happened and some advice you have along the way. But maybe let's start with a big picture look. How would you assess the state of our employment picture in the U.S. today?
Well, you know, it is improving. If you take a look at the statistics that have come out in the month of December, I'm sure numbers will be released shortly for January. You know, we're still kind of hovering around 5% unemployment. Now, there's a lot of experts out there that will say, you know, real unemployment numbers within the United States are a bit higher than that because there's a lot of people who have left the job market. They're no longer searching for work, and so they're not counted on those rolls. But overall, most people would point to a number of signs within the U.S. economy as having improved. People are finding some work. It might not be the long-term work that they were looking for. It may not pay what they had been paid in the past. But there's a lot of trend lines that are saying, hey, we're heading in the right direction. That does not mean, however, that everything's perfect. There's a lot of structural changes going on currently within our economy that's really impacting Main Street. And that's one of the reasons why I wrote this book, because I felt like after interviewing a lot of college professors, global economists, global CEOs of corporations, that there were structural changes happening across the globe that were reworking the fabric of a global economy, and that people who were not in tune with what was going on could be hurt as the world kind of passes them by. And so I think it's very important for us to keep our finger on the pulse and understand what's going on around us so that we can have success for our family and take care of our families.
Well, you mentioned it, and we've certainly seen and heard about it, that there's so many people that aren't looking for work or have sort of dropped out of the picture, which kind of skews the numbers, that there's a large group that have checked out. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, companies are not, you know, startup companies are not creating the type of jobs that we created a generation or two generations ago. If you track back and take a look at the big flourishing companies in the United States back in the 60s and 70s, you know, the number one corporation out there in terms of market capitalization was General Motors, and they had well over a million employees here within the United States and all sorts of other industries that had sprung up around it as the automotive industry was just a really big a part of our economy. You take a look at the big companies today that are starting up. There are a lot of them are technology companies. Let's take a look at like Amazon or Facebook or Google. Instead of them employing millions of workers, they're employing sometimes, you know, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 workers. And those are the biggest, fastest growing companies within our economy. So things are radically changing. A lot of the big manufacturing jobs have been moved overseas. We're becoming very much a tech sector, a tech economy, a service economy. And so for me, I'm a guy who was born and raised in Michigan, lived right outside of Flint, Michigan, and the automotive sector was huge. And so I've watched as friends and family members who used to work in the manufacturing sector have lost jobs, and those jobs aren't coming back. Those jobs are in Mexico. They're going to be in Southeast Asia. So we as an American people have to retrain ourselves for the new economy that's being born around us. And so I think that's one of the reasons why people are having a hard time finding work. It's a completely different economy, new jobs, smaller companies. And so we just need to pivot and make some changes.
We'll talk throughout the hour about what that looks like, how we can actually do that in a solid, wise way. We're talking with Robert Dickey today about his book, The Leap. This is launching your full-time career in a part-time economy. Again, if you have questions about that or would like to talk to us about maybe some startup ideas you have, you're welcome to join us at 877-933-2484. You said in the book, it suggests that the best thing anyone can do in this economy is take matters into their own hands. So talk about what you mean by that.
You know, I witnessed a number of people, close friends, in 2008, 2009, when the economy went through kind of the Great Recession, that lost their job and kind of just sat around and said, well, I'm going to wait until the factory reopens. I'm going to wait until that job comes back. And, you know, I had to have a frank conversation with him and said, look, those jobs are never coming back. It's gone. You've got to take matters into your own hands. You've got to get retrained. Got to think about the future differently. So I am a huge advocate of not sitting around waiting for life to happen to me, but to take action. I think that that's something that is actually a biblical principle, and we see it in the parable of the talents. And I think that we are, as Christians and Christ followers, we should be taking action. We ought to be looking for ways in which we can grow, not just so that we can help ourselves and help our families, but as the Lord blesses us and that as we have financial success or career success, there's going to be people around us that desperately need our help. And we can not only help them financially, but with moral support, we can also point them in the right direction. We might be a conduit to where we can open up doors of opportunity for those within our lives. So I'm a big fan of taking action. One of the ways in which I encourage people to take action, even right now, let's say there's someone that work in a great 9-to-5 job, and you're like, well, Bob, how does this apply to me? Well, I would encourage every single person, regardless of your employment status, to be looking at the debt load that you currently have. I believe that with the economists that I've spoken with, that we are going to be entering into a period where there's going to be more economic turbulence. What we saw in 2008, 2009 is not an anomaly. We're going to see that again. And the people who got really hurt were people who had massive amounts of debt that they were not able to handle. And so I think that we ought to be looking at getting out of credit card debt, trying to get out of your car loan debt. Sometimes it can seem like an insurmountable task because there's a lot of debt out there. But if you put a plan in place and start attacking it daily, I am confident, I've seen it time and time again, that people can whittle down that debt, and that gives people options. And so this is something that Crown teaches. It's been something that has been a mainstay of our ministry. Chuck Bentley is very passionate about this. So we want to be able to help people get out of debt. Those are some steps that everyone can take today.
I think you call it the Freedom Fund, right?
Absolutely. I talk about the Freedom Fund in the book. One of the things that I recommend is that people have at least 1 year of cash reserves on hand to cover their basic expenses. And, you know, off the top, people say, well, my goodness, you say I need a 1 year salary in reserve in a Freedom Fund? I mean, there's no way I can get there. But I highlight how with very simple steps, we can figure out how to develop a Freedom Fund. And if you think about it, what we're looking at is a year of reserve that would cover us in our bare necessities in day-to-day life. So if we were to whittle out all of the non-essential expenses, let's say, you know, there were people who were employed at Enron a number of years ago. It was called the number one most respected company in America. They walk in one Monday morning and the company's out of business and they've lost their job. And we're seeing time and time again where there's people that they're not finding work right away. It might be 3 months, 6 months, or a year to find work. But if you have that Freedom Fund developed and saved and you have access to it, if you find yourself in a situation where we have another economic collapse, somebody has lost their job, you've given yourself a runway where you can take your time, you can interview for the right jobs, you can put your resume out there, and it gives you options. And another thing that I saw during the Great Recession, people who did not have a cash reserve and they lost their jobs, they were not afforded the opportunity to go out there and look for the best option for them in their career. They had to take the first thing available. And so a lot of times you'll find people that will settle for jobs that really is not in alignment with their God-given talents or their educational background, but they just do it because I've got to pay my car payment next month, my house payment, my credit card bills, and they'll just do anything. And that can really alter the trajectory of your career. It can put you on a career path that can sometimes be hard to re-vector from. So having a cash reserve gives you a great amount of options in times of economic turbulence.
Coming up in the moments ahead, we're going to hear a little bit more about Bob Dickey's story, about some of the leaps that he's taken and the lessons he's learned along the way and some of the things that we can learn more about, maybe how to craft a plan for our life that aligns with our strengths and values. Talk about how to be an entrepreneur by following Jesus' model. What would Jesus develop? Talk about contentment versus success. What does the Bible say about that? We're talking about The Leap, launching your full-time career in our part-time economy. Got a copy of Robert Dickey's book. We'll give it away here at the end of the hour and love to have you sign up for it. And if you have a question, too, maybe some ideas about starting some sort of cash flow in your home, in your family, or maybe you're thinking about transitioning into something else, or you're out of work looking and have some questions about that, call us at 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. Robert Dickey is president of Crown Ministries and author of The Leap, and we'll talk more in a minute.
Org.
Past the hour, talking today with Robert Dickey III. He's the author of The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. He's president of Crown Ministries, Crown Financial Ministries. You may think, well, he's the president of a great organization. He doesn't know what it's like, what I'm experiencing in terms of maybe underemployment or out of employment. But, Bob, you've been there, right? Talk a bit about your story and some of the leaps that you've made.
Boy, I really have been there. I've kind of gone full spectrum. You know, one of the things that I didn't really highlight in depth when I was in the book, but one of my very first big leaps was when I was in college, and it was trying to just gut through being a poor college student, married, I had a child, and my wife and I, we couldn't make it. We were doing everything we possibly could. We knew that education was a key to our future. And there was a point where we found ourselves on food stamps and where we didn't have the ability to even pay the rent. And I mean, I remember the two of us just kind of like being in prayer multiple times, like, how in the world are we going to pay rent? We've got these bills coming up. And then all of a sudden, a scholarship would come in, or somebody that knew us, there would be a check in the mail that someone had sent us a gift. So I am fully aware of what it is like to live in that situation and just be 100% reliant on God to provide. And I've watched him time and time again in my life answer prayer. And he opened up all sorts of various doors of opportunity. I was fortunate to be able to go and serve in the United States military for a number of years. Had a wonderful experience coming out of the military. I had a job offer to lead a company back in Flint, Michigan, and that was a big leap of faith. You know, so it wasn't like our leap earlier from a financial standpoint, where I was wondering how I was going to pay the bills. You know, but this was a big leap of faith of leaving a so-called safe and secure job in government work or in the military and going to the private sector. And my wife and I prayed about it, and we decided this is something that God was calling us to do. And so left and went back there and worked at this company in Flint, Michigan for a number of years. And about 5-6 years later, we took another leap where, you know, and again, I had found myself, I was comfortable, it was safe and secure. This was during the middle of the economic collapse in 2009. And I just felt like God was calling me to do a course correction and change directions in life and go do something different. I wanted to launch a technology company. I wanted to do some consulting, and I had some advisors that said, Bob, all right, we see your game plan. We see what you're planning on doing. Most people wouldn't do this. You're married, you have children, you're leaving a safe and secure job, but go ahead and take the leap if you feel this is what, you know, God's calling you to do. And I did that, and it was very scary. But, you know, God once again answered prayer, opened up all sorts of doors of opportunity. And about a year and a half after I made that decision to do that, there was the opportunity for me to join the team at Crown Financial Ministries with Chuck Bentley. And, you know, that door of opportunity would have never been there had I not taken that leap. I've walked this path many times in my life. And so anytime I get a chance to chat with people who are facing making a leap on their own, sometimes it's not by our choice. Like I've highlighted before, there's sometimes where companies just go out of business overnight and we're forced, we're kicked out, we're forced to make that leap. Other times there's just this gnawing, there's this urging deep down in our soul as we've been praying and we feel like God's kind of calling us to do something different, to go in a different direction. And one of the worst things that we can do during those times is to be scared and to let fear hold us back. But with the proper counselors, with the proper guidance, being on our knees in prayer, I believe that, you know, God opens up those doors and shows us where we should go. And that's when there's those exciting opportunities that we could never anticipate that he puts before us.
You talk about, you know, the mentality of safe. I mean, that is, fear is a pretty big factor in this, isn't it? When we got bills to pay, you talked earlier about, you know, we maybe settle for a job, you know, below our passion or talent level, but safety is another concern.
It really is. And it's actually one of the things that I highlight when I'm counseling with people now. And just the other day, I was talking with a young lady, and she's like, but I feel really comfortable with where I'm at. And I said, time out. What did you just say? So I feel really comfortable with where I'm at. I said, look, anytime you feel comfortable, you need to be extremely worried. And I unpacked for her why I felt that comfort should be a warning sign in our lives, right? Because if we follow Christ in everything that he's taught us to do, we're not going to be living lives of comfort. We should be uncomfortable most of the time. And from an economic standpoint, there's a lot of times where we can kind of get lulled into this false sense of security of, well, I feel comfortable, everything's okay, you know, wake up, go to work, and you know, I don't need to progress in any way, shape, or form. And what's happening economically is that the world is rapidly changing around us, and that if we are not staying abreast of what's going on and developing and adding new skill sets and understanding what's happening, the world's going to pass us by. And one morning we're going to walk into the office and the boss is going to say, hey, you know, Jim did a great job for us for a long time, but, you know, you just don't have the skill sets that we need today. Here's a quote from a Harvard professor that I interviewed for the book. He said, Bob, what kids are learning in college today, it has a shelf life of about 3 years. What you learn after all these tens of thousands of dollars that kids are spending in acquiring student loan debt, what they are learning after about 3 years of graduation, the world has already passed it by. And he said they have got to stay on top of the things that are happening in their industry, in their sector, continuing to be lifelong learners. He said they need to learn what it means to be a lifelong learner, always acquiring skills, always adapting. Because if they don't, the world's just going to pass them by. So I told this young lady, I said, look, don't get comfortable. Never get comfortable. What are you doing today in your off time, your private time, to be adding new skills, to be learning, to be developing? And she's got this great opportunity in front of her. And I said, look, as that opportunity continues to grow with this particular company, you need to be growing along with it. Otherwise, the company will outgrow you. And so these are just some of the things that I hope it will resonate with folks so that we can continue to be in that lifelong learning mode. And, you know, I believe that's what God calls us to do.
Let's Robert Dickey is my guest today. We got just a couple minutes before we take a break, but let's put Susan on. Susan's calling from Eagan and has a question about maybe starting again. Susan, just a couple minutes to bring your question in, then we'll get to the answer after the break. Go ahead.
Alrighty, thank you for taking my call. I have been a stay-at-home mom for over 20 years, and about a couple of years ago, became a divorced stay-at-home mom. And as much as spousal support has been an absolute blessing, I also need to put together a game plan, and I have a college degree. I didn't use it outside of the home, and my question is, where do I go from here?
Bob, I don't know if we've got about, you know, maybe 30 seconds, then we'll get to more of the answer after the break, but if there's anything you want to say right at the outset.
Yeah, real quick, Susan, that is a great question. You're not the only person in that boat. I hear this all the time. There are all sorts of ways that you can get free world-class education that can supplement your college degree, that can make you marketable and a viable asset to a company today. I'd love to share more with you about this. They're called MOOCs, and there's three or four of them that I would highly recommend. I happened to talk to a friend of mine who told me he was recently at the Google headquarters, and they are hiring people who have taken these free online MOOC courses. It's amazing. But I want to share more with you when we have time.
All right. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. And so, Susan, if you can hang on, you're welcome to do that. Otherwise, we can, you know, listen on the air. We'll get to your question and offer some good advice from Robert Dickey, president of Crown. He's the author of The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in a Part-Time Economy. And we got a copy to give away at the end of the hour. It's 877-93-FAITH. If you'd like to sign up for that. And if you have a question, starting up or getting back into the workforce or just looking for work, great advice ahead. Join us at 877-933-2484. 877-93-FAITH. More with Bob Dickey coming up. In changing times, changing economic times, and the jobs that we were holding on to years ago may not be available to us in the years to come. And you might be trying to get back in the workforce and have some questions, and we want to address that. You can join us at 877-93-FAITH if you have a question. Robert Dickey is president of Crown, Crown Financial Ministries. You hear, of course, Chuck Bentley and My Money Life each day before our program. And Chuck is Robert's boss, Robert's president of Crown Ministries. He's also written the book, The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. And he has a great deal of expertise in this as he's served in the military, been a CEO of an international company, and a leader of several nonprofits. joining us today. And we want to react more to Susan's question. She's been a stay-at-home mom for over 20 years, trying to get back in the workforce. And you'd mentioned, Robert, the MOOCs. We probably should spell that and say more about it.
Yes. So I want just to back up and reemphasize Susan's dilemma here. You know, she needs to be worried about, focused on short-term and long-term cash flow. And there's things that she can do in the short run I see people do all the time. There's a lady here in Knoxville, Tennessee, who started a home tutoring business for students at local high schools on various math subjects and so forth. And she is doing extremely well. And I have interviewed other type tutors out there, and they can pull in anywhere from $30,000 to $50,000 a year in extra income working, you know, 5, 10, 15 hours a week in tutoring and specialized students in their local areas. And so that's a great way of having a secondary source of revenue that can immediately come in and impact the family. Then an individual could be saying, well, okay, now I've covered my bases here short term, but long term, I'd like to get into a new career. How do I do that? Should I go back to school and spend 4 years and $60,000 for a new college education? And what's awesome about the revolution that's happening around us in terms of technology is that it's revolutionizing education, or I should say democratizing education. It's making it free for everybody who has a high-speed internet connection. And so the way in which this is happening, it's called MOOCs, and it stands for – it's M-O-O-C. It stands for Massive Open Online Course. Now, I've written an ebook that people can download from my website if they'd like to learn more about this. It tells you all about the revolution. But there's two or three platforms that allow people to go out there and take courses from universities like Harvard, Stanford, the University of Michigan, Northwestern. You name it, these universities are loading their courses taught by college professors, the exact same courses that students are paying thousands of dollars for. It's all done online. And if you go through the curriculum at the end of it, you can actually get a certification that says, you know, Susan, you know, passed such and such certification from the University of Michigan. You get that in the mail and you can actually put that on your resume. And so the one that I was referencing, there are certain currents within the economy that are growing, that if you have any type of expertise in these areas, companies are just snapping up those individuals. I spoke with a college administrator from the University of Virginia who specializes in data science. You know, think about all the data that's being that's proliferating because of the advancement of technologies. Companies need to understand how to read the data, analyze the data. And he said, Bob, we have our students that are getting job offers in data science before they even graduate. And in other career fields, non-technical career fields, starting salaries or starting offers might be $30,000, $35,000 a year. People who in data science, they're getting job offers at $80,000 and $90,000 a year, and they haven't even graduated yet. And so one in particular, if you were to go out to Udacity.com, or Coursera.org. Those are two websites. They're platforms for MOOCs. Each one of them has a data science, we call it a kind of a nano degree. And the one that you know I've pulled up recently and I've been and doing some studying on is one on Coursera. And this one actually has a little bit of a price to it, but there's 10 different segments in there. It costs $470 to do it. But my friend told me that he was recently at Google, and Google is searching for people online who have completed this course. It takes someone maybe 6 months to go through it, about averaging about 10 hours of study work and video work each week. But for $470 versus 4 years and maybe $60,000 for a college education, and companies like Google are snapping up these people who have this certification on their resume. So those are the types of things that we can do from the privacy of our own home, you know, late at night when we've put our kids to bed, you know, we might be tired, but it's like, hey, let's invest another hour or two in self-learning and some professional development, get that certification on our resume, and it makes us available for companies all over the country who are looking for those types of expertise.
Susan, thanks for your call, and we wish you God's best here in the days ahead as you plan and continue to grow. I'm wondering, Bob, are the principles different for a 20-something versus a 50-something or, you know, 60-something?
Yeah, well, you know, the thing that I really try to tell young students who are coming in into college, the principles are the same. I tell them, it's like, look, do not just assume it because you're getting a college degree, you're going to get a great job when you exit college. And, you know, don't think that you can just take on tons of student loan debt and that's a great idea. I really try to help young people understand to stay out of debt as much as possible. Many of them will have to take some type of loan or some type of financing to finish their college education, but I try to help them understand they need to keep that as minimal as possible. You know, in the past, we sent college students en masse to universities as a time to kind of self-discover. See, you know, take a whole bunch of courses, take your time, have fun, see what you want to do in life. We don't have that, or I said most people don't have that option today, because that'll cost you $20,000 or $30,000 for a year or two of self-discovery. I believe that there's a way in which we can discover how God uniquely designed us and made us with our unique skills, gifts, and passions, and that we ought to enter into college only when we know that. That way we can get through college as quickly as possible. Don't do college in 5 to 6 years. Try to do college in 3 years or 4 years. And so there's a resource that I highly recommend for people who are trying to understand, how did God uniquely make me? Because we've all been uniquely crafted in the image of our Creator God. We've all been given skills and talents. We have a mission here on this planet. We're not here by accident. And this resource is called Career Direct. This is something that we have been using at Crown for well over a decade. Hundreds of thousands of people have gone through it. But you can learn more at careerdirect-ge.org. I've got some resources on the Crown website. That's crown.org. But it's a self-assessment, very similar to kind of like maybe a Myers-Briggs personality assessment. It'll take you about an hour to go through it. But you can also get a counselor that will help you go over those results. And the results have been phenomenal. I get emails all the time. As I speak at college universities around the country, I reference this. Students go out and they take it and they come back and say, Bob, I had no clue. I was in the wrong career path. I was pursuing something completely different. This makes complete sense. I totally see what God has in store for me. I'm so excited and fired up about the future. So that's really where I start with young people. And I really want them to understand how God wired them and created them in the mission that God has for them before they even go into college.
It's careerdirect-ge.org, and it is a great tool, a great instrument that can help you at any age or stage in your career. Bob, do we need an entrepreneurial mindset? Is that something anyone can develop? If, you know, we say, well, that's just not, you know, I'm not that kind of, you know, I'm not wired that way.
Yeah, you know, there are certain people who are more predisposed to entrepreneurial pursuits. They might have a little more of the adventurous side built into them, or a little more risk-taking. You know, there are some people who are very adverse to risk, and they like, hey, I just want to, you know, go to work. I want to do my 9-to-5. I like doing what I'm doing. I don't want to launch something different. So there are different sets of people, but I would encourage everyone to kind of dust off their entrepreneurial skills. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to leave your job and go out and start a company or to buy a franchise. Those are options for some people. But I believe one of the best insurance policies that we all can have in this new economy is to have multiple streams of income. And the way that we do that is if we have a really safe and secure 9-to-5 job, we feel that God has called us to do whatever it is that we're doing. But we want just to have some more options. And we've watched as companies have whittled down benefit plans, retirement plans, we may need to have the option of, I need a little secondary source of revenue that I can, you know, help pay for my children's education, or I can save up for retirement. As I told Susan, I'm watching people all over the country start little side businesses, whether they're tutoring students in the local high schools, they're doing lawn care in the summer, they're doing other, you know, types of things like that to bring in extra revenue. And that's being an entrepreneur. You don't have to go out and spend, you know, $1 million to open up a McDonald's franchise, or, you know, lay down a lot of capital to buy a franchise or to start your own thing. And that's actually what we call intrapreneurs. So an intrapreneur is someone who still has their 9-to-5, their normal career path that they're on, but they're kind of incubating a little side project. So they're called intrapreneurs. It's another term that you will see in this economy. They'll call them freelancers. And so, if you know, some people I know that there are writers or they're artists, they're a photographer, they do a little bit of freelance work on the side, brings in a little extra income, and allows them to do some things in life and prepare for their future. So that's definitely something I encourage.
We're going to take a quick break, come back with a question from Jane about the temp agencies, get Robert's perspective on that, and we'll talk more about some of the important foundations we need to have, as well as anchors. Here, learn more about all that as well. We're talking about Robert Dickey's book, The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in Our Part-Time Economy. We've got a copy to give away here at the top of the hour. We'll do that. If you want to sign up for it, you're welcome to at 877-933-2484, 877-93-FAITH. And if you have a question as well, maybe about getting back into the workforce or doing a little freelance or just trying to find an income stream, you're welcome to join us. Robert Dickey, president of Crown Ministries and author of The Leap. And we'll talk more with him in just a moment. These are uncertain times, but though there have always been uncertain times, God remains faithful, and we need not fear. In fact, God calls us out of our comfort zone. We're talking about that, about taking the leap, launching your full-time career in our part-time economy, and getting a great insight from Robert Dickey III, president of Crown. It's a nonprofit dedicated to helping people create long-term plans for personal financial, career, and business success. And Robert's had a great deal of that in a lot of areas and offering us some good insight today. Got a copy of The Leap to give away. We'll do it at the end of the hour. Jane had called in earlier and asked the question, what do you think about temp agencies? How can an older person go about getting hired? She says, it seems like young people are getting hired from temp agencies and it isn't really an equal playing field.
Well, there is a little bit of a stigma out there on that chain, but I will tell you, having talked with CEOs from some of the biggest temp agencies and placement services in the country, older Americans who have years of experience do actually have an equal playing field with the younger generation. And the reason why is because you bring a wealth of knowledge and experience to the table that the younger counterparts just don't. You have a lot of times the older generation has a sense of duty, a sense of getting the job well done. And you also bring just all of that knowledge and experience to the table that other people just don't have. So I would encourage you to leverage these temp agencies. It's actually one of the best ways to get full-time employment, because a lot of these companies, because of the cost structure and because of things that are happening in the economy, they are trying to reduce their costs, and so they will leverage temps as much as possible. But I've seen it time and time again. A temp will come in. They will work extremely hard. They'll do a great job. They'll get to know people there within the organization. And before you know it, that temp is almost like embedded into the fabric of that culture. And when a job opens up, when they need help on a particular project, you know, the temp's been volunteering for work, they've been really doing a great job. Those are the individuals who are the first to get tapped for new full-time work at those companies. So I would highly encourage looking at some of those temp agencies as a backdoor in for full-time employment. And for those people who are doing some freelance work on the side, we were just talking about that before the last break. There's a couple of other websites out there that I would point you to. TaskRabbit is a website for a lot of the larger kind of metropolitan areas around the country. And you will see that they're starting to grow. Another one is Freelancer, freelancer.com. And this is for someone who has a skill set or something that you're able to do. You can actually put your portfolio and your resume and things like that on there, and you can start being hired by companies to do freelance work for them. And once again, these freelancers, once they get build a great reputation for those companies, they do some great work, they're actually getting called and saying, hey, would you like to come on board full time? I've seen it. So I would definitely look at those websites as places for potential part-time and long-term full employment.
Bob's book talks about things like expanding your network and utilizing social media and building your brand, a lot of things that we maybe won't have time to get into fully from the book The Leap. But you talk about avoiding anchors. Say a word about what are we talking about anchors, and how are those different from foundation?
Yeah, you know, I see foundations as being positive. You know, the Bible teaches us that we want to have strong foundations, build our house on the rock, right, on biblical principle and the things that Christ would want us to do. So we want foundations in our life. But anchors I see as being negative. And there's a couple of anchors that can hold us back from being successful and doing what God wants us to do, right? I see an anchor that makes us not be mobile. We can't go where we need to go. And sometimes God's calling us and saying, hey, Bob, Jim, Susan, I need you to come over here. And we're not able to go because of these anchors. Some of these anchors are financial anchors. If we are burdened with lots of debt, we are not going to be able to be as mobile, and we might not be able to go where God's called us. I've seen where people really desperately wanted to be involved in mission work or to start a church. They felt like God was calling them to be a pastor, but they couldn't leave their current job because they were so burdened with debt. They're like, well, I've got to pay all this down first, and then I'm going to be able to go and get involved in full-time ministry later. So we need to be very wary of financial anchors. Mental anchors also hold people back. People who have negative attitudes, they see the glass as half empty as opposed to half full. And they see a problem around every corner as opposed to opportunity. They are obsessed with fear as opposed to being trusting in God and 100% knowing that God is going to be faithful and that he is going to protect us at all times. So I talk a little bit about ditching mental anchors. You know, another one would be physical anchors. We see that around us in our economy, people not taking care of our bodies the way that we should, not exercising and so forth. And so especially as I'm talking with baby boomers and say, you know, Generation Xers like I am, you know, 40 and kind of a little bit older, as we're preparing for retirement, one of the biggest costs that we will have in retirement is healthcare. And so if we are very intentional about living and designing our lives and taking care of ourselves when we're in mid-career and late career, we will actually be able to reduce an enormous burden financially that a lot of people will have on them later on in life. So physical anchors are things that we need to avoid. And finally, spiritual anchors. You know, if there's something in our life that's not right, if we're not in alignment with God, if we are not, you know, worshiping him and building that strong relationship on that foundation, this is where a foundation is extremely important. I think that spiritual anchors will hold us back. And we won't be blessed. We won't have the opportunity that we desire if things in our life are not right. So I really encourage people to focus on not having spiritual anchors in their life.
Lots more questions. So I'm not going to get to all of them, but we'll take Amy's question. She's called in from Beersford, South Dakota, listening to Faith 1270, says her daughter is a very talented artist. She wonders about selling her artwork online. What does Robert think about the idea of this as an income stream?
Well, I think it is a very viable income stream, and I would encourage your daughter to pursue her passion. I'm very passionate about this myself because my daughter is also an artist. She's a photographer, and I was just stunned at how when she started putting her artwork online and photography online, the various opportunities that she had. All of a sudden, she's getting people to ask her to do graduation pictures and things like that. And so she's actually got a freelance career growing, and she's a sophomore in high school. So I would really encourage your daughter to look at all the options available. I would love to chat with you sidebar maybe and provide you some of the websites and the things that my daughter's been using. But again, you could go back out to some of those websites that I've mentioned previously. Freelancer.com, a lot of times there are companies that are looking to commission young artists to do pieces of artwork for them. But it's amazing. I'm watching my daughter do it right now. I've just been flabbergasted at the opportunity that she has coming her way just by posting her work on social media and word of mouth just kind of building.
RobertDickey.com is a great resource, and you can find, of course, much more that Bob has written about extensively, as well as some of the other links to the websites we've talked about. Bob, I'm wondering what's your encouragement for handling setbacks and disappointments. I mean, maybe someone's had a startup company, or they've tried maybe multi-level marketing or something, and it just hasn't really gone according to our hopes and plans. Maybe we didn't really have a plan. So how do we handle setbacks?
Well, I'll tell you what, personally speaking, I wish I had a dollar for every time I had a plan or a dream or an idea that I tried to execute that it didn't work. I mean, I've got a laundry list of things. But that's part of the entrepreneurial journey, first and foremost. There is nobody out there, there's nobody successful that will tell you that every single thing that they've tried they've had the Midas touch and it just worked. Most entrepreneurs, most people who are going out there freelancing, they're going to tell you about how they failed over and over and over again. And they just kept trying and they kept trying, and finally they found something that worked. So first and foremost, don't get discouraged. That's part of the journey that you're on. And one of the things that I found personally is that although I've had some really big, spectacular disappointments in my life, ones that I hope I never have to go back and relive, looking back on them, I am so glad I went through some of those dark valleys and some of those disappointments, because that's where God showed himself to me in a very real and visceral way. And other times in my life, I might not have been looking for him. I might have been sitting back saying, oh, you know what? I've got it under control. I'm good. Everything's fine. But it's in those moments of despair, those dark moments in my life where, I'm crying out to God, and that's where he shows up. And he's like, all right, Bob, you're relying on me. You're not relying on yourself. And here, I'm going to show you what I can do. And I've literally seen miracles worked in my life and other people's lives. So if you find yourself at a moment of despair, don't be discouraged. That's when you're going to see God real. That's when he's going to come in and have an answer of prayer. And that's when you're just going to keep the faith, keep seeking his face. I get passionate talking about it because I've experienced it. And so, don't think that the entrepreneurial journey is going to be easy. Remember, we're not going after comfortable, but you know what? It's going to be worth it. And I would just encourage you to kind of keep pressing forward continue to pray, find mentors and people who can encourage you and kind of help you along the way. That I've had those in my life, and you will eventually find exactly what God wants you to do, and you're going to be successful when you do that.
We've just got about 15 seconds left, but Frank and Fridley just wanted to know what you think about Christian job transition groups, and I'm sure you're in favor of those kinds of networks and supports, right?
Oh, absolutely. They're fantastic. There's many of them out there. Seek them out. Great mentors are in those organizations. Crown's got a number of them as well, and so I'd be more than happy to help you any way that I can.
All right. It's RobertDickey.com. The place to go for some of the resources we've talked about today. Otherwise, if you're interested in the Career Direct tool, that's a great thing. It's careerdirect-ge.org. Or, of course, you can always go to crown.org, too, and we'll put some links up on our website after the show. We post the interviews on our website, our show page, so you can listen to it again if you missed part of it and pass it on to a friend. Robert Dickey, president of Crown Ministries, author of The Leap, Launching Your Full-Time Career in a Part-Time Economy. Bob, thanks so much for joining us today. It's been great to have you on.
Neil, it's always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. God bless.
Robert Dickey joining us today on Connecting Faith. You can check us out online, myfaithradio.com.